Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When Charles Bradley first visited our studio a couple of years back, he wasn't far removed from paying the bills as a handyman and working as a part-time James Brown impersonator. But since then, Charles Bradley has made his career as Charles Bradley. His journey, and it's a remarkable one, is chronicled in the documentary Charles Bradley, Soul of America. We can talk with him about that in a moment, but first, he and his band are here to play us a song. Here's Charles Bradley and his extraordinaires with Crying in the Chapel, live on Soundcheck. That is Charles Bradley and his extraordinaires live in the Soundcheck studio with a song called Crying in the Chapel. Charles Bradley's most recent album is called Victim of Love. And the members of the band here with us in the studio, Tom Brennick and Paul Shalda on guitars, the horns played by Billy Oxtick on trumpet and Freddie DeBow on sax. Bass player is Vince Chiarito, Mikey Deller playing the organ, and Caito Sanchez behind our drum kit. Charles Bradley, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Hey, bud. Thank you for having me here.
Now, the last time you were here, this was all just starting, the records, the touring and stuff.
Yes.
How has your life changed in these last couple of years?
I would say with my new Stronaris, it's beautiful. I love the guys. But otherwise, business world, it's a little stretches, but it's all right. I'm hanging in now.
So now it's a whole new set of things, a whole new set of things to worry about,
yes.
Touring and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
This movie sort of talks about your move through poverty and illness, homelessness, the murder of your brother, being rediscovered in your 60s. And it's a pretty extraordinary story, but it all starts with you putting on a wig and getting on stage as James Brown. And you say at one point in the film that you have been James Brown for almost 50 years. Was it hard to shut that off?
I will never totally shut it off, because James Brown is a legend to me, and he's the one who gave me a lot of outlook on life, business-wise, to see things that was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And my eyes are waking up to see it.
So when you when you're writing songs, are you trying to, you know, some of his songs were just about having fun and shaking your booty, but some of the songs had like a kind of social message to them.
Me and James Brown, I would say, more came from the same aura, the roughness, the hardness. He was an eighth grade reader, and my education wasn't that great, but I took my gut feeling, what God gave me, and go forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, well, I put you there, but I know nobody put me there but God. Friends helped me, show me the way. I respect it, of all the decency and honesty they gave me, but I got to find out who I am and where I want to go.
Yeah. So are you still doing Black Velvet, your James Brown impersonation, or is that now?
It's not Black Velvet. I would say it's not a really impersonation. They call me a duplicator.
A duplicator. But do you still do that?
In times, I do.
Yeah, okay. But most of the time now, you get to just be Charles Bradley.
Yes, yes.
How long did it take you to figure out who Charles Bradley, the professional musician, was?
When I was doing James Brown.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So. Always knew who I was.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you about, I mean, people have just heard you singing, and they don't call you the Screaming Eagle of Soul for no reason. I mean, we could hear why you have that nickname. But your speaking voice seems a little rougher than the last time we saw you and heard.
That's the hardness and roughness that I've been through.
Yeah. So do you have somebody who, you know, do you have a vocal coach or anybody, like someone to teach you tricks to keep your voice in shape? Because you're really using it hard every time you... I mean, you bring it every time you perform.
You know, they always say, in my belief, if God give you a gift, he'll show you the way to keep it.
Okay. So you're not concerned. You go out there every night and you just let it rip.
Yeah, I let it go because I can't take it with me. When I leave this earth, take it with me.
So what is the writing process now? You've got your second album out called Victim of Love. Tom Brennick on guitar, do you write with him?
I write with him. He showed me some things. And like, we got a new album coming out with the Buddhist guys. They wrote it.
With the Buddhist band?
Yes, I like the lyrics that they did. Hmm. You know, the lyrics fits my soul, so I can really get into it and get nasty with it. Like, sometimes lyrics, if I hear it and it don't feel my spirit, I just flump with it. I just play with it. But when it fits me, like Confusion, I can feel that. When I just got to singing, when I feel the music, I can put my emotionally into it.
Uh-huh.
But if I don't, I just flap with it with the band.
So basically, you'll hear the music first, and then the lyrics will come to you.
Yes,
Uh-huh. The singer Iggy Pop, back in the 70s, the story was that you know, when he was doing those records with David Bowie, that Bowie would play him the music in the studio with the mic on and the tapes running, and Iggy Pop would just kind of like make up the lyrics as he went along. Do you do something like that?
It's just that when I hear music, when music fits my inner, my spirit, I can relate to it. And so if it don't fit my inner, I cannot do it regardless how much I try.
Yeah. But when it's fitting, it just comes out.
Yes.
All right. We're speaking with Charles Bradley, hearing him and his band, The Extraordinaires. You want to do another song for us?
Sure, I'd love to.
All right. We'll hear Confusion, the name of this one. Charles Bradley and The Extraordinaires have a new album, a recent album out called Victim of Love. It's Charles' second. The film is called Charles Bradley, Soul of America, and you can watch it on demand on Netflix and iTunes. Once again, it's Charles Bradley and The Extraordinaires live on Soundcheck. That is Charles Bradley and The Extraordinaires with Confusion live on Soundcheck. The album is called Victim of Love, the second from Charles Bradley. Let's hear another song. This one's called Strictly Reserved for You from Charles Bradley and The Extraordinaires.
I'm tired of the city life. I'm tired.
Charles Bradley and the Extraordinaires, strictly reserved for you, live in the Soundcheck studio. You'll find it on the second Charles Bradley record called Victim of Love, which is out now. And again, Charles Bradley's story, an amazing tale through illness and homelessness to rediscovery in his 60s and now touring the world with his band. It's a remarkable story told in the film Charles Bradley, Soul of America, available to watch on demand on Netflix and iTunes. Charles, are you still living in the same neighborhood as...
Close, but I'm with my mom now, mm-hmm. taking care of her on 405 Monroe Street.
So it's still in Brooklyn?
It's still in Brooklyn, yes.
When your brother was killed, you became the primary caregiver for your mom.
Yes, yes.
That's got to be tough with you out on the road so much these
days. It is tough, you know, but me and my mother had a really seriously talk at 94, and a lot of things she said to me, nobody perfect on this earth but God. So the things that she done the best of her ability. Mm-hmm. What did she thought at that time? Maybe I thought it wasn't right.
Yeah.
And maybe in the trials and tribulations I went through, it wasn't right. But you don't hold a grudge all your life.
And
that's my mom.
At the end of the day, it's your mom.
Yes.
Right. So that's something that you need to juggle, you know, with your now burgeoning professional career. We started with your song, Where Do We Go From Here? And I guess I'll end by asking you, where do you go from here? What's next for you?
I always say, keep your heart clean, your mind clean, but get to know yourself deep within, who you are. Know your space on earth. Know your meaning and what you want on earth. These are the late bloomers of me that I always try to give everybody everything, what they want. I downs myself to give them. But the table have turned. Mm-hmm. It's my turn.
It is your turn. You have got to start drinking tea with honey or something for that throat, Charles. You're really worrying me here.
Don't worry.
I'm gonna have a little word with Tom and tell him all ballads next records. Save that incredible
voice.
And
I say one thing to you out loud. Tom Brennan is the one who I have total respect for. But I listen in the business world and know the business world. A lot of things I was afraid to bring out of me as being a person of myself. But the truth always sets you free. Mm-hmm. And I want to say it out loud on national radio, TV. Tom, I never forget the respect that you gave me, and I hope I give it back to you. But now I got to be Charles Bradley.
Charles Bradley and the Extraordinaires with songwriter and guitarist Tom Brennick leading the way. The album's called Victim of Love. The film is Charles Bradley, Soul of America. Watch it on demand on Netflix and iTunes. Charles, great to see you again. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to see you. I know I knew that face when I saw you.
A face made for radio, but there it is. Charles Bradley with us on Soundcheck.
It's a hurricane. Can you feel